Good morning. We'll talk a little bit about the injury report right off the bat. The guys that are not going to work, John Connor has a hip flexor. He's not going to work. He's sore today. Tremaine McBride has the same. He's not going to work. JPP in the shoulder. Terrell Thomas, this is his normal day. Corey Webster is going to go through individual, we hope, and then we'll see where we are with that. And Brandon Jacobs is not going to work today as well. So here we are. Excited about being in the division with Dallas coming in here. Dallas 3-0 in the division. We're all very much aware of that. They're 5-5. They've played some classic football games with a couple of one-point losses and the shootout game with the Denver Broncos. They are a team that has done a lot of very good things offensively, averaging 27 points a game, only 11 turnovers. 22 sacks, which puts them in the top 10 in that category as well. Defensively, they have 22 takeaways. They're plus 11. That puts them way up there in the league as well. That's the focus for them. They've done an outstanding job of that, taking the ball away from people, as unfortunately we're aware. They're a physical football team. They're an aggressive football team. Their special teams operation is top 8 in all 4 categories. Dwayne Harris being the outstanding kick returner and punt returner. He also is the leading tackler on special teams. So they're coming off their bye week. I'm sure their focus has been right here in the division. And as I say, we're excited about this opportunity as well.
Are you kind of two different teams since when you met the first time a little bit with all the injuries and position changes?
You're talking about our team or theirs? I think they're getting some people back. At least that's the statements as we receive them. We're trying like heck and have been in pretty good shape here for quite a few weeks with injuries, but not anything that has been catastrophic. So I'm hoping we get our guys back. I don't know about the two different team things since we really battle week to week in this league. Everyone goes through this type of cycle, and everyone hopes that they can just line up with their players, and it is most difficult to do. But that having been said, there have been adjustments by both teams, and away we go.
Todd, what does it mean about your team to be here, have a meaningful game like this week from where you came from as a club as far as record goes?
Well, we're very much aware of having dug ourselves a very, very deep hole, have started to make a little bit progress to get out. It's nice that we do have a challenge of this nature. We call it an opportunity. And all we can do, you know, we have a 6-game schedule, 1 game at a time, and just prepare ourselves as best we possibly can for each opponent, do the very, very best we can, and hopefully keep our dreams alive.
Tom, when you think back, if I could ask you for a minute, of the post game of the opening week against Dallas and where your mindset was, could you have ever, you've been through a lot of NFL seasons, could you have ever foreseen the way your season went from that point, the way it went down and the way you're coming? I mean, when you look back to that.
Well, all I did was take the one game, you're talking about the night of the Dallas game, and, you know, our expectations were extremely high, and we had, quite frankly, just kind of wrapped it up and handed it to him. And that was the devastation of it for me. I mean, I know the game would be tight. I knew it would be hard played. I knew both sides would fly around, and as they always do. But I was somewhat shocked by the circumstances surrounding it, and even the fact that we were in the game as far as we were with an opportunity. So that's where I was. And then from that point on, you know, I can't really take you through too much of that, except it was the disappointment week in and week out for a while. But thank God now things are happening a little bit better.
I guess what I'm wondering is, you were so close, like I said, with an opportunity. How different it all would have been had you somehow won that game?
That's conjecture, too. I mean, who knows? Speculation. Can't go there. Don't know much about that because it didn't happen.
Tom, are you anxious to see how your defense responds to starting NFL quarterback Romo, how it's improved?
You know, I didn't hear this one for a while. I'm just starting to hear this one. Well, I'm anxious to play the game. I mean, we're looking forward to playing the game. We know full well what Tony Romo has been able to accomplish, and he's having an outstanding year: 21 touchdown passes, 6 interceptions, a plus 15. So we have our work cut out for us, but these games have a way of being, tooth and nail. They go right to the end, we're looking forward to the challenge.
Is Jason in any worse shape than he was last week, or is it
just sore? Just sore.
It seemed that first game started.
I'm not a doctor, but that's what I would say.
It seemed that first game started Eli on a cycle where he spiraled a little bit. Is he now playing much better, or is he still looking for his best game?
We're all looking for our best game. I don't think we've played it yet. You know, the idea of all three phases playing as well as they can and accomplishing things at a very high level, we're still looking. I tell the team, we're in, the goal is perfection. We're not going to attain it. We're human. But that's the objective, and so we'll continue to have that.
Is he playing better, though?
Always solid. Yeah, he played. As I said, someone asked me to describe Eli last week. I think I finally said that, just flat-out determination was the way that the impression that I got as I watched him practice and prepare, et cetera. And I hope it doubles this week.
Was last week the closest you think you've gotten to that?
I don't know. Well, you can. There were some good and there were some bad. You know, we did some good things, a lot of good things. Didn't like the big play passes we gave up. Didn't like our kickoff return. You know, I can always tell you that kind of stuff. But the one thing is, the preparation was good. The guys were really into it. They played hard. And so we just come in, evaluate, and try to take those things that aren't done as well and get them to a higher level.
Tom, did you get a chance to speak with Nick yet, or do you feel the necessity to speak to him?
About what?
About the sideline incident.
About the play on the field? That's the only thing that I recall in terms of what was asked of me the other day. And I said, I'm not going to comment on the correction. We'll get it straightened out. We'll coach it and straighten it out.
No, I wasn't talking about on the field. I was talking about on the sideline. Obviously, from what we understand, he was frustrated. And Jacobs and Andre Brown went over, and they had to calm him down a little bit.
Well, if that was the case, I didn't notice it. I did hear that what Brandon Jacobs said is I would hope somebody would help me understand, too. So I'll leave it at that.
Tom, the core of your team have played in a lot of big games, big late-season games, have to win. Do you think or hope that will help in a game like this, that these guys have, I don't want to say been there, done that, but in some ways they have faced this kind of fire before?
Oh, I certainly. I'm counting on it. I'm counting on the same fervor that we've kind of build up here over the last few weeks, that it just gets better, and that leadership group is in the core of pointing this thing in the right direction.
What have you seen from Romo? Is he a different quarterback at all than he was in the past, or is he just a better quarterback?
He's playing really good. He's playing really well. It looked to me like he's done that most of the year.
Tom, with their defense, I mean, you look at the plus 11, and at the same time, I think they're ranked last in the league in defense. I mean, is it just a couple of games that's thrown the numbers off, or what?
Well, I think they've, as a lot of people have, they've gone through that cycle, and they've lost some players, and they've given up some yardage. I mean, there's no way around that part of it. But they do gang tackle. They do get to the ball. They do force turnovers, and that's what they said from the very first game on. That's what they really tried and wanted to do. So I look at the physical nature of the game. I look at the idea of, the competitiveness in the division and the rest of it. I pick and choose what I think is good to reveal and what I think is, in a game like this, perhaps irrelevant.
Tom, do you get the sense as you're around the players that there is a feeling of, as big as these last few wins were necessary to get to this point, but that the stakes are higher in this game? Do you feel that from them?
Well, I let's say we just had a meeting this morning. But the idea of, this is what you play for. You play for this. You play for the opportunity to be in games that are important. And I think it grows as you go along.
Coach, can you talk a little bit about the offensive line, particularly in the interior? It looks like Jimmy Cordell's been getting better a little bit each week.
Yeah, he has, and he's been solid in there. You know, he's gone into each game, does a good job of studying. He prepares very well for the opponent, and right from the first time he played and what looked like it would be perhaps a mismatch of some proportion, he's held his own, and he's hung in there. Give him a lot of credit.
When the team was winless, you talked about how you would show them the standings and show them kind of how close you were. Did you stop doing that at some point? Because I think Brandon said yesterday he liked it when they weren't looking at it that way, when they weren't looking at how close they were.
I don't know. I don't know what you want me to say. Do we look at our division standings at the end of every week? Yes.
You still do that?
Sure we do.
Okay.
It's just part of the routine, being aware of where you are.
Tom, you often talk about pressure being a key for each game. Is this game, the pressure, even more important because you're going against a guy like Romo who's got the 21 touchdown passes?
Every game is. Every game in this league is the most important game of the year. Every game. So unless you go in feeling that way and knowing the most you can about the opponent, you know, you're not helping yourself be the best you can be. So every game is that. And you better know the opponent inside out. And since we're in the division, there's no reason not to.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
And so